Blog Talk Radio.
Gotcha.
I'm a co-host of Line, Greg, Keisha Taylor, Ron. We all here. The game is back together again.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up? How everybody doing tonight?
Man, I'm tight.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't sound so enthusiastic.
Okay. I'm trying. Let me get in my car and I will tell you how really I'm tired I am.
No.
Y'all be safe going home. Thank you.
Oh, this nigga.
I am.
Well, her second ass, ulterior conversation ass, having ass. This nigga.
I'm trying to get to the house. I'm trying to get home for nothing and I'm going to play that.
This nigga. You mind if I let CeeLo play for another 45 fucking seconds? You let him play for the first 8 minutes of the song. What the fuck is the difference for another fucking...
Shut up. Ron, you better leave her alone today. Don't you start, Ron.
He know I work. He know I work. He know it.
He know. Work my nerves.
What about this? I work. And so,
I'm leaving the store. It smells like chicken wings in my car because it's clearly what I had for dinner. Oh, how y'all good black ass people there? I need a drink.
Very good. I'm good. How y'all doing? Y'all good?
I am glad to be home. This is the first Friday in a long amount of Fridays where there was no work, there was no concert, and I am home.
The band is back together again.
Mm-hmm.
Please. I won't do this shit no more. I forgot. Like, so for the reason why we've been at 11 o'clock most of the last couple of weeks is because my black ass was like, oh, man, I can work 4 o'clock. This store different. They closed at 11 o'clock. And I was like, oh, shit. We got shifted for a couple of weeks. But I think I should be all right going forward, because this black girl got herself a line next month. That means I ain't on reserve. I know where the fuck I'm going every single time I go out this bitch. So, yeah. Okay. So,
consistency.
I need a drink. Listen. I work. Doggone your pain. But anyway, we're here tonight. We drink. We cuss. We say inappropriate ass things. Somebody on here partakes of the other stuff while others do not. And it's okay. We don't judge him for it. You know? Yep, it's him. Him down south. So tonight, we are talking about the crazy things you would do. Would you or would you not do for love? Like, I know we've all probably done some shit. They'd be like, you know what? I can't believe I went this motherfucking distance for this person for some love. So, if you could say, what was the craziest thing you have done for love?
For real? Come on, man.
The first
thing I can honestly say, the craziest thing I did for love is not pull out.
Okay, all right. I was going to think of, I have a follow-up question, but I ain't going to ask it. I don't know how to formulate said question, because I got questions like, nigga, you multiple times you have done so. Out of this love, like, it wasn't because you was like, you know what, I feel like it's going to be forever. I'm just not going to pull out. Or she was like, I want a baby.
Forever.
Or it was more of, she asked me for a baby, so I'm going to give it to her because I love her. You know, like, those are the thoughts that I have. Because I'm not going to say that was I in love when I had them babies? I think I was more in lust, and that shit just popped off that way. Because as I look back over my life.
And mother had lived.
As I look back over my life, I've wondered, you know, what does love really look like? I often ask myself, like, what does love really look like?
Facts.
If you can, you know what I'm saying? Because I could go to the ends of the world, to the earth, you know, for some love. But
how about this? You ready for this?
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
I have done things that some people will call detrimental to my life just for shit I like a little.
Not even love.
Just for shit I like a little. So imagine what I do for love. And what I have done. But what the fuck is love?
Let's start there. in everybody's words, their own words, what does love look like to you? Who wants to go first?
Okay. For me, love looks like security.
Okay.
Love looks like freedom. And comfort.
Okay, so she gave three. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a list of three. So we're going to do that. We're going to do that. So look at you starting off with a trend.
And I don't know if I can find three better than that because I like those three.
I definitely like those three.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
I need a fucking drink. You hear what I fucking tell
you? You said security, freedom, and comfort.
Freedom and comfort. So she has to feel, oh, this is what I got from that. She has to feel safe. She has to have the freedom to be able to be herself and to be comfortable in that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what I'm doing in my mind is I'm doing a little exercise where if it's true here, it should be true there, right?
Okay.
And I'm removing love in the aspect of loving a woman. And I'm putting in something else I love, which is basketball. And when I put your standards up to basketball, I don't know. So then I look back on life, and I say, yeah, maybe not so much now that I'm thinking about it. The reason I'm saying that is because sometimes growth and the growth in somebody made me love them more. And growth is always painful, not comfortable.
Okay.
So I could see how discomfort and how one reacts to discomfort could make me, you know what I'm saying, grow some more love to them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like when you see how somebody responds to certain things. It's not to discount that, but I'm just looking at it from another view. Like, I don't know about the comfort thing. Like, all right, so... And also what I would say is, like, the freedom part, I like the freedom part. I love the freedom part. But then I say, how much with freedom comes risk? So how protected can you be if you're free? And some of the things that I, you know what I'm saying, that, and I'm also looking from a man's perspective, not a woman's perspective.
Oh, damn it.
So that's probably why the protected, you know what I'm saying, may not necessarily apply. But and instead of that one, what I would put to end up my third one would be growth. Because love should be a growing thing. It can't be a stagnant thing. It got to be able to grow with me. I'm not going to be the same person in 10 years. And if you're not going to love him and grow with him, then what the fuck are we really doing this for?
Okay.
Dre?
Number one.
Oh, shit. Look at you.
Hey, Dre.
Hey. How are you?
You stupid.
You good?
And stupid, though.
She dumb. We're not doing this today.
I'm fine. Okay. Where am I? I haven't spoke to Dre in quite some time. Hey, Dre. How are you? That's all.
Tequila.
Tequila.
You can tell me about my tequila because I just drank the last.
All right. So, Dre, go ahead. You're three?
Okay, one.
A bond. A very strong bond.
Like James?
Like,
or gold?
Gold.
Gold Bond?
Mm-hmm. Not Gold Bond, the lotion. Nigga dumb.
I'm sorry. I had to.
He dumb. Okay. Gotta have goals. But y'all got goals to grow old again? I mean, okay.
No, he better bond. He better bond, right?
Oh, a bond. Oh, sorry, my bad. I'm trying to fix me a motherfucking drink. Sorry.
This nigga not listening because she an alcoholic. I'm done.
I'm sorry. I've waited all week to do this. I'm sorry. Okay, two.
A lot of trust. And shit.
All right, can I ask you a question? Can I get a little pushback?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
What the fuck is a lot of trust, nigga? Either you trust somebody or you don't. What the fuck is a lot of trust? That's like a lot of pregnant.
And this bitch came in my store a lot of pregnant today.
Then you know what? I'm going to shut up. Number three, Dre.
I trust you. Why are we doing my keys?
Listen, Alki, if you don't be quiet, let the man talk.
A lot of conversation, because sometimes motherfuckers.
This nigga with a lot of vagina. This nigga want a lot of shit. A lot of conversation.
And that and so you have to be able to talk about anything.
So when he said
okay.
A bond. Wait, what was the second
bond,
one?
Trust
and communication.
And communication.
Those are three good ones. I mean, it took us a minute to get there, but those are three good ones.
So, that wasn't for me. Let me talk about
it. All right, Amash, your turn.
So, for me, it would be consistency.
I like that.
Consistency. I do like freedom. But I'm not thinking of freedom as you're speaking of freedom, Ron, like going and doing whatever the hell I want to do.
No, I'm not thinking about that either.
Okay. So I said consistency. I need to feel as, how can I say it? Wait a minute. My Bluetooth has connected. I wanted it to do. Consistency. The ability to definitely grow. I want to be able to grow with my mate. But when I think of freedom, I think of us making our own rules. My love is not conditional, and it's not, what's the other word that I'm looking for? It's not like everybody else's. Does that make sense? That's what I'm trying to say. It's unconventional. So consistency, a piece of unconventional is unconventional, and
nigga, you can't even say it. How the fuck you want it?
I'm about to dive deep into this tequila. And I already had two. So excuse me. Listen, a motherfucking cat. So consistency, unconventional, gentleness, and. And I do like security and because I need to feel safe. I just need to feel safe. I like security. So we're going to double up on the security on this one. Yeah.
So you said you wanted security, a confectionery sugar, and what kind of oven? What kind of oven you said you wanted? What?
Unconventional.
A confection oven. My bad. There you go. All right.
This nigga dumb.
I'm the dumb one.
Yeah, nigga. You the
all right,
dumb.
That's good. All right, so that's what love means to us. So what would you do to get those things? Or
you
what would you sacrifice, what would you give up yourself?
I don't think I would sacrifice pieces of myself. I definitely would make my mate aware.
I'm sorry I said the word sacrifice. That was a bad word.
Yeah, I would make my mate aware of these are the things that I need. Because if I don't feel safe with you, then, and when I say feel safe, meaning that I have to be able to come to you with the hardship. And I want to be able to be like, you know what? No matter what this hard shit is, we in this shit together. Not no, well, you figure that shit out and I'm going to go over here. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, I don't feel safe with your willy-nilly ass. And it's not necessarily about fighting. You know, like, if I'm out in the street and somebody something pops off and I call him, he comes jump in, I mean, fine, but that's not the type of safe I'm talking about because I ain't about to pop off in the streets because I got too much to lose at this point. I'm too old for this shit. So it will be a conversation. I need to feel these things with you. I need to feel that this is going to be consistent. Like, like, you're not going to let shit fall to the wayside. Like, you're going to continue to do the shit that you do and build on it. Does that make sense? Like, nigga, you need to buy me shoes. You need to still buy me shoes, but also build on that shit. You know, I need consistency. Sorry. This is a big cup. God, dog.
Hold on. Because if I got to continue to buy you the shoes that I bought you in the beginning of our relationship and build upon that, I remember in the beginning of our relationship, and this is not our relationship, I'm just saying. I remember in the beginning of our relationship when you used to give me a head, it was until I popped off and you swallowed. But now I don't get that no more. But you still want these fucking shoes.
But this and that's what he would need to say. He was like, "Cause you need to be consistent as well. It's not just me wanting you to be consistent. I need you to want me to be consistent too. And if I'm not being consistent, you need to tell me."
All right, that's not fair to him.
That's
you know why that's not fair to him? Because what you're doing now is you're saying now my three got to be your top three. He can't.
No.
You're not giving him the right to have a whole nother top three that's his top three. Because you're saying his top three got to be to do the same shit that you want.
That doesn't, no. Okay, if I'm asking for consistency, right, he shouldn't have a problem asking me for my consistency.
But what if he don't give a fuck about consistency?
So that's on him. If he don't give a fuck, he don't give a fuck. But
that's my point, though. You can't put your priorities on him. That's not loving.
I hate
me, too, sometimes.
You need to just...
Nah, but seriously, though. Like, I prioritize conversing in a certain kind of way. My woman dislikes the way that I converse in a certain amount of areas. I can see how one could be, you know what I'm saying, turned off by that. Don't really give a fuck, though, because it's what I do. Is that wrong, or is that just me? I don't know. You know what I mean? So for me to put that on to her, that's not fair to her.
Okay.
feel me?
I'm listening.
Oh, so you don't feel me? All right.
I'm listening to you talk.
So fuck it. So
tell
fuck it. Make it. Yeah, stop fucking. Because you're making a drink. I know what you're doing.
I'm sitting in my car drinking said drink.
What you got tonight?
The same shit I drank last week. Some tequila, some grapefruit juice, because I just drank the last amount of tequila. I got to go get some tequila tomorrow.
With grapefruit juice?
Grapefruit juice, lime juice, and grapefruit soda.
I had some Casamigos. And I had four shots, like, bang, straight back to the head at once.
Yo, man.
I'm good.
You good on Casamigos?
What happened was my peoples was outside or whatever, and I had a little tense moment. So when I seen them, they had a nice bottle that they had just cracked, and I didn't feel any kind of COVID restrictions on that bottle. So when it was freshly cracked, I said, yes, I will take a shot as the OG. And I threw that shit over my mouth, and I poured it in, and I didn't know I poured it as much as I poured it in. I'm like, I'm good. And I'm good.
Well, I definitely, I like Casamigos. Every time I go to the ABC store, they only got the gold. I prefer the silver over that. But the Rocks liquor, the whatever shit I just finished off, that's good too. You know, the Rock got some tequila.
Oh, does he?
Yep.
I didn't know about that.
Man, it's smooth too. It ain't yeah, it's not as strong.
Okay, fuck us. Fuck us. Fuck us. We're supposed to be talking about what you do for love.
What would you do for love? You tried everything.
You had to do that, right? You couldn't let that go.
It was in my spirit. It had been in my spirit ever since I said that's what we're gonna talk about.
You know, the only thing I'm mad at is that you got it out before I got it out, because you know I was gonna go to it.
My spirit.
Yeah, it beat me to it, and I'm mad about that.
You be all right. You just that pain. You got my stuff.
Oh, thank you. Oh, man, I hit the wrong button on the phone by accident. My bad.
I just realized.
I'm bad.
She hit the wrong button. That was Dre. And fucking Dre got somebody in the telephone company. He was like, yo, cut that chick off, man.
I didn't even do nothing. I said hi to Dre. I didn't even do anything.
Anyway.
Okay, Ron said the craziest thing he has done for love was not pull out.
I can't. I'm wearing from that shit. That's what he said.
All right. Let's be 1,000,000,100% honest. That is everything.
Okay. You know what
I'm saying? That's the moment. In the moment, I could be, you know what I'm saying, giving you some disease. You know what I mean? That's the future. I could be, you know what I'm saying, giving you a child that we have to take care of for the rest of our fucking lives. Because that child may come out not necessarily healthy. You know what I mean? So by not pulling out, that's an ultimate commitment. You know what I'm saying? That's bigger than co-signing for a nigga car. Know what I mean? That's bigger than letting a nigga move in. Know what I'm saying? Buying a bitch some shoes. Know what I'm saying? Not calling you a bitch. I'm just saying. Know what I'm saying? That's bigger than that. Y'all want to make fun of my answers. I don't like when you make fun of me.
What, nigga?
Ciao. Anywho, for me, the craziest thing I did was actually co-sign the car.
You know what I'm
saying?
Mm-hmm. For love. And why is that, and why would you call that crazy?
Because that's some shit I'll never do again. That shit was hell getting off my credit report. That shit fucked up my credit.
So it turned out bad?
Yes.
All right. I get it.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, yo, what the fuck have I done for love?
Stella.
Mm-hmm.
If she takes too long to think, we're going to change the four-letter word L-O-V-E to the four-letter word P-E-E-N. Okay? Okay, Taylor?
No.
Oh, shit.
No. I mean...
Yeah, let her. She expediting her answer now. Motherfucker got an answer now, right? Ain't that some bullshit?
I mean, y'all been on the phone at 3 hours of the morning, and I'm driven. You all have one person on this phone has had a whole conversation after some shit that I've done. Matter of fact, two people on this phone.
Yeah. Oh, good grief.
I've had a conversation with me on some shit that I have done, or some strange shit that I have done. So, was it love? I mean, I don't know what it was. But, no, like, honestly, I've only felt like I've been in love twice. Now, one of them niggas fucked that shit up real bad. So that's why I've always questioned, what does love look like? You know? But I definitely have traveled some distance for some love. Hell, I have traveled. I traveled to Michigan in the middle of a fucking snowstorm for love.
Is love what you call it?
I was in love. That's what I felt like, I was in love. But it could have been definitely some less shit. It could have been. I ain't really know. At least I'm honest with this shit.
Listen. So, you know the worst part? When I say love, I didn't pull out. It wasn't love for the woman. So, the reason that I had my child, some of my oldest, is because I was scared after 9/11. You know what I'm saying? So I was right there when it happened. Shit pop off. I'm like, yo, I could have died. This, that, and the third. I'm going through a lot of emotions. And I was like, I need, you know what I'm saying, something to, what if I would have died? Nobody would remember me. I need something to be remembered by. I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a child. In retrospect, I was like, nigga, do something. The fuck you want a child to remember you for, nigga? Be somebody, nigga. But that being said,
and go somewhere. You better wake up and pay attention.
Right.
Sorry.
You stupid. I say all that to say that the things that we do for love are not always for love of a person. A lot of times it's a love of a concept. A lot of times it's the love of an image. Know what I'm saying? You love this image so much, you're willing to put up with something. So it's not love for a person. Sometimes it's love for the secrecy. I love my privacy so much, I'm willing to put up with this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? So when we say what would you do for love, I'm assuming we all assuming that it was love of a person. But sometimes the love of a thing is, you know what I'm saying, much iller than the love of a person could be.
Okay. Okay.
And even like I was saying earlier, how I love basketball, I done ruined my body, my knees, my fingers, you know what I'm saying? My toes, I done ruined that shit because of basketball.
Just running around the young ass people. He's out there just in the street.
Stupid.
And I get it. I get it.
What do you know?
Thank you. Dre, what's the craziest thing you've done for love?
Number one, cut my fucking hair. I should have kept my locks.
But
that's number one.
This dude out here. Wait a minute. What's the dude in the Bible? What's the dude in the Bible, Lord?
Samson. Samson and Delilah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Because I was like, I kept saying Delilah's ass. Yep. Samson and Delilah. Samson cut his hair off for Delilah, and he wasn't the same from that. This nigga real nice.
Yeah.
Samson.
Is she making up biblical stories? Hold the fuck up. What did you just say Samson and Delilah did, nigga?
No. Delilah convinced Samson to cut his hair.
And then what did you say after that?
I said, this nigga out here being Samson or Delilah.
Whatever. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dre. Yeah, that's not always, you know, one. That was stupid. I shouldn't have never did this shit. Then, fucking Christmas, I decided to go all out for this dude. This is part. I didn't tell the story. So, I done spent like $3,000 to put a car system in her car. Then turned around and bought the fly leather Averett jacket that was like $300. Then she wanted this stupid ass Chucky doll that stood up. The motherfucker was probably about 4 feet tall. That bitch was like $200. And all this bitch got me was a raggedy ass fucking jean jacket. I ain't even asked for it.
What'd you ask for?
I asked for my New York shit. I asked for some Tim's. I wanted the damn the thick camo jacket. And like two video games. Simple. So I'm just gonna keep me in the house. I didn't have to be in the street. And she got me this ratty ass jean jacket. Look like the fucking jacket that I'll be sure had on in the video off on your own girl.
Oh, that jacket was fly on the monster
on the strength, Ron.
That's what it does. And then this bitch had the nerve to say, I mean, it's a thought to count. And then this bitch thought she was gonna ride around the next day with the system I done put in her car with this nigga that she was cheating on me with. No. So I waited just as good as she parked the car, went in her car, and I took the whole system out. You know how mad you got to be to take out a custom damn ride, customized stereo system with the built-in box and the amp. And it took them up like 3 hours to put that shit in the car.
You got it out in 47 minutes.
Top. Me and my nigga Sean Moyer. Me and Sean, my boy Sean Moyer, he was on the lookout. He was looking out while I was doing the shit. Because she forgot I had a key to her damn car.
Did somebody say Petty Murphy?
Basically, it was a scene straight off of Baby Boy. Remember when the motherfucker was like, Yvette, somebody stole the car. called the popo, and she was like, I stole my damn car. So basically, she calls me when she gets back in the car. Somebody stole my system. I was like, bitch, I stole your system.
This nigga.
I stole my car, Jody.
Exactly.
Jody.
It ain't stolen. Call the police. I ain't going to call them. Why not? You got that low job? Yeah, I do. If they tell that nigga down, like, yeah, I do.
Yo, you stupid.
We going to activate you. I don't have to. I stole my car, Jody.
That's hilarious. That nigga Dre did a baby girl. He did a baby girl on her ass.
Before it was even a movie. You did what? Sorry.
So now that I think about it, all right, so let's think about it. Taylor co-signed for the motherfucker's car.
Right.
Dre
right.
Put the system in the motherfucker's car.
Right.
Imai
right,
drove
right.
The motherfucker's car.
Yeah.
And then I had a baby when she drove the car.
I drove it.
That came full circle. You see the trifecta? The trifecta of stupid shit.
You know that word?
This shit is crazy.
Just doing stupid shit.
I mean, but you know.
I mean,
all right, so real talk. Now, how many people are willing to do hard things for that love?
What I mean by hard things
are things that you've been doing for at least 3/4 of your life. You know what I'm saying? You've been doing something all your life. It is ingrained in who the fuck you are. And now that just doesn't fit with the person who you with. Right? And you love that person,
mm-hmm.
And you want that person to be happy, and you want to be happy. You want to be happy with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't, you know what I'm saying? You eat pork, and they devout Muslim. Devout Muslim. You going to give up that pork for that person?
Let me tell you something. I was raised on this sad pig, and nigga, where you was probably too. I'ma sneak me some
baby. Hey, my homeboy, I don't know what the fuck he did to this chick. He was trying to leave her alone. Like, he didn't want to fuck with her no more. So he told her he was converting over, you know what I'm saying, to full Islam, all that bullshit. Like, this nigga changed everything. This bitch was Puerto Rican. She was married to, what's the motherfuckers that wear the hat on top of the head? What's that religion? She was married to an Amish dude. She was Puerto Rican. She left the Amish dude with the kids. She's still with this nigga to this day. They got married in Danville. They live in Danville. She changed her whole fucking shit up. Like, now when you see them out, she got the head wrap thing on and shit, face all covered up. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck did you do to this bitch? Like, you had to do some insane shit to get her to leave her husband that is Amish, but she's Puerto Rican. Like, this bitch was already confused. Ain't no way the hell I would have fucked her.
She was with an Amish man? Now, I got questions. Did she have the horse and the baggage, too?
Man, that shit used to be wild as hell. She was with that motherfucker. She left his ass up there. He was somewhere up top. And she left him.
Y'all know they got horses and bugs. Now, listen. Y'all know they don't do nothing with no. They don't like electrical things like TVs and shit like that, right?
Yep.
But they be on on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this because they always on my plane, especially when I'm up in Philly and, like, the upstate New York stuff, they always are on my plane. And so I be wanting to ask, since y'all make y'all own clothes, y'all don't drive cars, so is somebody going to pull up to the airport with the horse in the back? They never have, like, carry-ons with them. I guess they check their bags, but they don't never have no carry-on. And I don't ever see them with a cell phone. So do y'all do smoke signals for the horse and buggy?
I'm done. I'm not going to do this. No, I sat here fucking patient, and I listened to that fuckery, and then this nigga, nah, I'm not doing this. Smoke signals? I'm not fucking with you.
Because they don't, like, y'all, they don't use electricity, like, they don't. Them children are homeschooled. They look like Little House on the Prairie all the time. They use 3-4 basic colors. Them little girls, dressies, are always these colors. Like, I people watch when I'm working. He doesn't understand this about me. But it's neither him nor me. There was something I was going to say about something else. Okay, so somebody once told me I wasn't affectionate. Okay. And I was like, what do you mean affectionate? Like, they want somebody to be all over them all the time. And I'm not, I'm more of a, if I'm a cuddle up next to you, I'm a cuddle up next to you. I'm not the one to be like, I'm hang all over you in public. We can hold hands. We can steal a kiss or two, but I'm not going to be hanging on you like a piece of clothing. That's not my shit. I'm not going to do it. And they wanted me to be that type of affectionate type person, and I was like, yo, I'm just not that person. But I can give you what affection looks like to me, and they were okay with it, but I had to explain to them, I'm not going to be hanging on you like an old dirty-ass rug or some shit. I'm just not doing that. It's not doing it. I mean, I know you're used to big bitches, but I'm not doing it. And I don't want you hanging on me either. Now, you are welcome to hold my hand. And we sling, and I'm not talking about hold hands and slinging hands. We are welcome to hold hands, or you come close or something. Something, no. No, you kiss my ass. I'm not doing it. Is that too much? I'm sorry. Hello? What? I'm not changing my religion on some shit. I'm not going to stop eating pork because he decided he don't want to eat no pork. Now, I may not. Let's say he decides he don't want to eat pork no more. And what I would do, I wouldn't cook it. Like, if I wanted a pork chop or some bacon, I wouldn't cook it with him there. Or I'll be like, you know what, I won't even cook it in the house. If I'm going to eat some bacon, I'm going to eat this bacon on lunch away from him, and then we okay. That's what I would do. That's the case. Because, nigga, I'm from the country and from the South, and I eat bacon. I may not eat some other pieces of the pig, but I eat bacon, ham, and pork chop, and ribs. I guess Ron is done with my fuckery.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's fine. Mm-hmm. He can be done. He can be down with me. He'll be back.
And we be tired of Ron, so it don't even matter.
Yeah.
What would you do, Keisha? What would you do? If your husband came to you today and said, I don't know what he wants you to change. I don't know.
Okay. That's hard. I don't know. Like, I know a lot of things that I wouldn't do, but what I would do, I don't know. Because me personally, I'll try anything once to say I did it. So. I don't know. But whatever it is, I try to do to my ability if it made him happy.
It made him happy. What you want, dude?
I don't know. Dre, what would you do?
Nothing. I ain't doing nothing else. Fuck all that.
That's why that nigga gonna be single for the rest of his life.
Oh shit.
Listen, sometimes you have to compromise a little bit. That's how relationships go. Sometimes you gotta compromise. For your mate to be happy, you know what? Sometimes I'm gonna have to compromise some shit. You know what? He gotta say he don't wanna feel like hugging today. I got to compromise my hug status for the day because he don't wanna hug. But you still don't give me a hug. So I'm about.
I can't leave without you.
But anyway. But, yeah, sometimes relationships about compromise. And you change. Like, you have to, do we want people to just want us as we are and we not ever change?
True. I mean, as you get a little older, you do change. Your perspective on certain things change, so. It's whether or not that person want to accept it or they don't.
But you have to be wanting to change for the good. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, some of the changes that we make, it has, example, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to school. Even though that was going to take away from us time, right? Then I was like, oh, now I'm going to start this job that's going to take me away from you 5 to 6 days out the week. So we had to change. Like, I'm going through changes, and I watched how those changes affected him. So you have to then figure out, like, okay, I know I'm going through these set of changes, and it's affecting you. We got to fix it. Because I don't want you to feel like I'm leaving you behind or what's something else? Like I just didn't want you to feel somebody feel away. Well, looks like Carolina is moving on.
Son of a bitch. I just seen the damn school. God damn, UCLA.
But
I'm not even a fan of this school, but in the tri-state area, St. Peter's, they going to the Elite Eight.
And they going to beat the shit out of Carolina. They going to tear their asses up.
I don't know. What we talking about in that? But.
And they haven't been since their coach played for Seton. So nobody in the tri-state area has been to the Elite Eight since their coach played at Seton Hall.
So Seton Hall played in the Elite Eight like 20-something years ago.
And then they made history as the first 15 seed ever.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Since COVID, I feel like the seeding, it doesn't even matter. It don't matter because it's just a free-for-all.
Would you want
it? It's just a free-for-all. It don't even matter because, I mean, I know plenty of people the first day, their bracket was messed up.
Oh, yeah, because Gonzaga
like got the first.
Out.
Like, the first round of games was messed up. Like, you know what? I can't bet, but I'm really glad I didn't because I'd have been pissed if I lost all my money the first round.
Oh, yeah. What was there something else I wanted to ask y'all and I can't remember? Dear Lord. My brain has been going lately because I got too much shit going on. Must be like an old Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
That happened to me the other day. I was getting dressed for work. And I couldn't remember what job I was getting dressed for. I was like, I don't quite remember what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know.
Anyway. That's tough. I don't know what my question was. I forgot. Oh, well. Neither here nor there. So, yeah. So, back to what I was saying because of all the conversations I've had with y'all about some of the fuck shit that I've definitely done. I was just reading the other day. That whole conversation that me and Keisha Taylor was having a couple of years ago on my Facebook page. I was just reading it down.
Oh, no.
Because it came up in my memory. Came back to my remembrance. That time. Too bad they did so stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, oh, you should come see me. I got to be making some money if I come see you. Would you mind me? I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on with him. I text him. Send him a text message.
Uh-oh.
I know. Now, if we sat back and thought about if going forward with love, right? Do you feel like, well, when it comes to relationships, do you feel like there should be a structure to it or you can make up your own rules and live it however you want to?
I definitely think that you got to be able to do what you want to do. Yeah, you make up your rules. That's it. You make up your own rules in your relationship and you stick to those rules or you change them. It's up to you.
And there was a conversation that I was having with one of my friends the other day, and we were just like, you know,
it's okay to not be of the norm. It's okay to like the things that we like and it be a part of our relationship. And nobody has to understand it but us. It's not for them to understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's the shit that we do, we don't expect any other person to do or understand that shit. Because I'm not going to sit here and try to explain the shit to you, and then you be like, but that's not how that goes, well, bitch. Are you lonely and miserable? But anyway, lonely and miserable. But you're here trying to tell me how to have a relationship.
Mm-mm. That ain't going to work.
That looked like a good-ass taco.
Damn,
I'm hungry. So, I think, what you think, Dre? Do you think they're supposed to be a norm or you just make your own rules up as you go?
No. Don't make up shit as you go. Some it's got to be a line drawn and a compromise some damn way. Because once you start making up shit as you go, Lord have mercy. Jesus.
So you think everything should be structured?
No, not everything.
I'm confused. I'm confused. Help me understand.
Help me understand. I'm gonna write a song about it. If you don't help me understand.
What?
Help me understand. I want to understand.
This is all time. So, if you know somebody that's been in a relationship, right? Now they've been dating for about 4, maybe 5 years. They broke up, right? And they just broke up like last week. Then all of a sudden, the girl jumps in your inbox and was and saying shit like she lonely. Come through.
What's the time?
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, you just broke up with a motherfucker. Y'all been together for 4 years. You telling somebody else to come through, I want to talk to you now, I think we should date. How'd you fall out of love just that goddamn quick? Like, what the fuck?
You didn't fall out of love. Actually, the reason why they probably broke up, because you so here's the thing about women. I want you to understand. When we decide to leave, we decided to leave a long time ago. We just wanted you to try to fix the shit. But you didn't try to fix the shit, so we decided to leave. So that love has probably been gone for a while, and they broke up.
That's about what she said. That's about, like, what she said. She was mad because that's about what she said, because she was, like, she got pissed off because he wouldn't move in with her. And she got tired of him doing something that I don't know what the fuck he been doing, but like I'm friends with both of them, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I thought he had his shit together, like, well, he be bragging and boasting and shit, but basically
I
got pissed off.
Huh?
Who's
getting on niggas live on the goddamn internet?
Well, yeah, that too. But I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers are always posting little pictures and shit. They out everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, they so in fucking love. Then all of a sudden, like, the day before they broke up, they went to
they went to this basketball game, like Johnny and Charlotte. They went, I guess they went to see the Hornets or whatever. So they posted all the lovey-dovey, kissy faces and shit. And then next thing you know, I get something to book. It's like, you know what I'm saying, scrolling through on my little lunch break. Boom. Fuck you, motherfucker. It's over. Damn, y'all was wait a minute. What happened to them? To the kissy faces? That's the Charlotte Hornet game. Like, y'all just posted them pictures. Ain't been fucking 8 hours. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Maybe that was just the last date, and that was a, you know, and something happened after that.
Yeah.
Oh well. No thanks.
I mean, okay. Let me see if I can put this in the proper words. I would disregard that whole situation because to me, all that seems like it's drama.
Exactly, because I know some bullshit. Because I know ain't nobody falling in love that goddamn quick.
You okay? You don't get that people. It's not that they fell out of love. She may very well still love him, but she right now she lonely as fuck. And you ain't got shit to do when you single. You know, you never know. You know what, for me, when dudes, so y'all saw my pictures I posted. Well, no, but when I go out, I went out last weekend with my best friends and we ate and drank beer. So my inbox was popping off. It popped off because there was some titties in the street. I know why I did. And so some of these niggas, I don't even entertain that shit. And it's up to you if you would entertain some shit. Because, nigga, you was just hugged up with your wife on your picture. Now you out here looking at my titties. Now I need to understand what you're doing. Or I really want to take you out. I really want to spend time with you. But, nigga, this is all you saying. You're not getting to know me. You're not asking me nothing about myself. You just want to go out. Nigga, I like to eat, but guess what? I don't want to eat with you. I just don't want to. So, or, you got a baby with my whole ass cousin. Yeah, we dated in college, but you didn't know she was my cousin when you had a baby with her. But you, and then you putting eyeballs and shit on my pictures. And my mama's oldest, one of her oldest cousins, like, hey, cuz, to him. He don't know that you and I dated. But so I asked you, why you putting eyeballs and shit? Why you putting eyeballs and shit on my pictures? He was like, I just like to look at you. Nigga, go look at my cousin. I know she ain't shaped like me, but go look at her and y'all baby. This is why I don't pay no attention to the inboxes. Because it be some fuck shit. Now, this one dude, so, okay. Y'all know certain shit turns me off, right? Like, it's not necessarily turn me off, but I just choose not to date men who have issues, said issues. So I ask him, you know, you got me? And because he's claims he's single and he loves Jesus. You know, I love God too. Now, me and God's relationship may be a little bit different than yours because God know I ain't got good sense. So he holds me close. So, said he loves God. He got two kids. And I'm like, well, how old are your kids? Six and one.
Y'all know I don't date no man who got kids under the age of 10, right?
Yeah.
Unless we had already established some shit or some shit, I don't really do them because kids like to get attached to me. And that's because I love the kids. I love them babies. But when you said that 1 year old, I definitely don't do them. I think I might make an exception for them. One? I said, oh, you got a 1 year old. You got a new baby. So he says to me, well, me and the mother are not in a relationship. It was a one-night stand. Oh, nigga, you willy-nilly with your shit. Nope. Uh-uh. That's not good. So, needless to say, I ain't never going to ask him if he want to go get something to eat. He's handsome, but no, I just don't do that. It's just certain shit I just don't do. I can't date a man who just had a kid. Because that baby mama still has some, yeah, it may have been a one-night stand, but niggas, a one-night, so wait a minute, so you just running up on the first time, busting in it. Like, niggas, the fuck, you pull up in the trash. Make it make sense. So I just can't. That's probably why I've probably dated the same, gone back and forth between the same men for years. So they ain't out here doing some dumb shit. What I'm gonna do with a 1 year old? I'm gonna have to just fight a mama. Cause ain't kids if you don't know how to act. So you have to pick and choose which ones you're going to entertain. You know what? I'm probably going to cuss Ron out. I'm going to cuss Ron out. He's supposed to partake in this conversation. We're going to have some stern words. These Tar Heel fans be doing the fucking most.
I swear, boy. Oh, my God.
They act like they done won the championship.
Exactly. Like, nigga, that peacock gonna tear their asses up.
Oh, peacock.
Yeah, St. Peter's peacock. They marching down the court, peacocks. They out there doing the Carlton strut, boy.
I got a lot of TV to watch. I need to watch Atlanta, Snowfall, SVU, Law and Order.
So,
huh?
You getting drunk right about now? Let me ask you a question.
First of all, I'm not getting drunk.
Well, you getting buzzed up. Anyway, did you see your favorite person to talk about with her titties with no bra? That red dress she posted.
I'm talking a red dress with no titties and what?
You know who you always talking about don't wear no bra.
Oh no, I ain't see that shit because she ain't in my algorithm. But I got sick of her not wearing no goddamn bra. Wait a minute, I know who you talking about. Let me go look. Oh, I got time today. She ain't got on no motherfucking panties, nigga. Let me tell you something. That's a cute dress, but that bitch will ruin some shit. You hear me?
I knew you were gonna say that was a cute dress, but she would ruin some shit. I knew it.
Let me see. She makes my head. She makes my fucking head hurt. Because I don't understand why nobody don't tell her to put on the right fucking bra.
Who is we talking about?
Oh, here's my thing. Yo, I'm literally.
Say that again. Say that
just
again.
Just send the screenshot. Just send the screenshot.
So I know y'all know, but I don't know if the listeners know. Originally, my first degree is in fashion merchandising and design. Okay. What I wanted to do before I got pregnant with my baby, I wanted to be a buyer for a large store. And I wanted to be responsible for what you all decided to put on. Okay? So that means I can throw some shit together. And you'll be like, oh, this is great for me. I would have never thought of it. Okay? I'd rock it. Or I can twist some shit up and you'll be like, oh, what did you make that do? What did you do? Okay? And so it irritates the fuck out of me when I see somebody fuck up some shit and you be like, all you had to do was this. Honestly, y'all, some of the shit might be cute if the bitch just wore the right goddamn bra or put on a motherfucking bra. Sometimes it boils down to your undergarments. What makes shit, it boils down to the shoe that you chose that make that shit pop off. One, you now ain't got on no drawers, no bra, and them ugly ass shoes. Bitch, go sit down. Go sit down. Then, things that irritate me. I hate it when people look like oxymorons. You got on a summertime shirt with some wintertime boots. Bitch, what are you doing? What are you doing? Who dressed you? Because clearly your mama didn't tell you not to use that on a summertime shirt, baby. You don't need to wear them boots. You need to put on a nice little pump or something. It bothers me. And I've been talking to my friend, TB, and I'm like, TB, I really want to start my own type of consulting where you can buy things from me, but I also want to be able to show you that you don't necessarily have to buy new shit to be fly with some shit. Take what you have in your closet and let me show you how to style it. Because what irritates the fuck out of me also is these people who go in and buy the whole fucking mannequin. Okay? And remember them rainbow ass shoes you was talking about? People who go into motherfucking Rainbow, and I can say to you, bitch, you got that from motherfucking Rainbow. I shouldn't be able to say that. I shouldn't be able to say, I know you got that from Rainbow. I know you did. You want to know how I know that you got it from Rainbow? Because it looked like you got it from Rainbow. If you didn't get it from Rainbow, you got it from City Training. Now, I know I ain't going to lie and act like I ain't got some shit in my closet from Rainbow, but guess what? You won't know. Because it ain't that tacky shit that Rainbow sells, especially the shit with the big faces and the big-ass words. I'm not buying that shit.
fuck.
Yes. And but this bitch, you done started something. This is what you this is what you did today. Talking about some, this is my birthday, turn up. Bitch, don't get wrong. Lane Bryant just had a motherfucker sell for bras for $30. I got two. I got me a black one and a baby. I know this is basic, but them going to be my work bras. Some more work bras. What? I'm sorry. This bitch. Let me get off her Facebook page before I comment and say, bitch, where your bra? See what you started, Dre?
I just think this shit is so funny. And I've seen it. I was like, God damn, she ain't got on no drawers. Like, what the fuck?
I ain't got on drawers. Oh, you just out here just sagging and bagging. Lumping and bumping. Because you don't wear no goddamn girdle any other time. So for damn sure ain't going to wear one with that dress. Bitch, you just out here looking just all types of wrongs. Oh, that's wrong. And it bothers me. Like, yo, I definitely have said to my friends, be like, yo, you're not going nowhere with me looking like that. As much as I love one of my best friends, the stress of life has taken a toll on her. She's gained weight, and she don't dress like she used to. But I'm going to need you to drop that 200-pound nigga, and you can go ahead and lose some of this weight. Because you're not taking care. It makes me mad. I'm mad. I'm just mad. And the fact that she showed up to dinner the other day crying. Oh, I wanted to fist fight while I was eating. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. Just cheers. And they probably in some Atlanta place talking about some, we gonna turn up. Bitch, you ain't no way you thinking you were 10 in Atlanta. You might think you were 10 in Greensboro. But you ain't no 10 in no Atlanta, no Miami, no Vegas. You a 2. Keisha Taylor. She's not here.
I swear both of them niggas gotta be sweet.
Huh? What you say?
I know both of them niggas
are sweet. Now they on the line. I just don't know. I don't know what's going on. I know she looked at that picture. Is this supposed to be an off-guard picture? The fuck is this?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was shopping. They doing the Lane Bryant doing that sale again.
See? She's going to get her some bras. So I'm going to get her some bras. This bitch need to buy some motherfucking bras.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's out here. My spirit is weird. This is the name of my spirit, real weird. You see, this is the shit I don't like.
Yeah, it say buy one, get one, 70% off.
Wait a minute, buy one, get one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's buy one, get one, 70% off.
I'm going to buy me some more bras. Go buy me 2 more bras. Just on GP alone. I need 2 more bras. And why they don't have the bra that I like in my motherfucking size? I know that bitch. You know, I know that bitch more than the motherfucking GP.
She looked like more like an elemental piece.
Is that a run back?
No. I got to, we're going to have a conversation. No.
Yes. What's up?
Nigga!
What's up?
Yo, nigga, we've been having whole fucking motherfucking conversations from where the fuck your ass is.
You know what? I'm in right here.
Mm-mm.
Right here.
Nigga, you can nigga.
Yes.
You ain't been right there. Because I asked multiple
yes,
times, what you... Nah, nigga. Nah, you ain't about to do this dumb shit. We ain't doing this. Nah. We're talking about this nigga. This nigga. I don't know what this nigga got me for, but... I don't know.
But what?
This nigga shows back up 2 minutes before the show gets ready to end. And he's like, I've been right here.
I'm right here.
Mm-hmm. Nah, nigga. Nah.
Right.
Nah. Nigga, what was we talking about before you got, before I said something there? What was we talking about?
If you had the shit, what's more fun?
We're talking about what?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said, what were you talking about?
Something about Pittsburgh. I mean, Pennsylvania. Something with a D, I don't know.
It's, you know what? So, in 10 seconds, the white lady is going to proceed, and I'm not going to do this shit with Ron because I'm about to hit this nigga with the beatbox. I can't believe you. I just can't believe you.
Right.
I'm like real upset. I'm, y'all, I'm upset. This nigga trying to tell me like I'm stupid.
Stop it.
This nigga got me fucked up.
All the way.
All the way fucked up. I don't know who you think. You know, that's fine. Why is that dog looking so mangy? Okay, so next week is my daddy's birthday. But we're going to be here because we're partying at the house like 5:30-ish, and we're not going to be partying. We're just going to be eating. But we're having ribs and shit. So we'll be here, and I don't have to report to work until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So, yeah. We'll be here next Friday. And hopefully... Ron will decide to stay on the show and participate in the motherfucking show, the whole entire motherfucking show. So y'all be good. Enjoy your weekend. Do some fuck shit if you would like. But I'm going to get ready for bed. Get myself together for tomorrow because I got to write a paper about fuck shit. But anyway, so y'all be good and be blessed.
Okay.
Good night.
All right, later.